For this Thanksgiving, para este Día de las Gracias, I want you to go and chop off all the branches on that tree. Ve y corta todas las ramas de ese árbol. What? Why? ¿Por qué? I mean, why that tree? Why not that tree? Porque no, that one has less branches. Ese tiene menos. And he said, no, just go. Just do it. Nomás hazlo. Ve, corta. And I remember, all I wanted to do, yo todo lo que quería hacer, es estar en la cocina con mi mamá. I just wanted to be in the kitchen with my mom. Just testing the food, right? Nomás probando la comida. Asegurándome que iba a estar listo para todos, you know, just making sure that it's going to be good for everybody else. But I remember he said that, él dijo eso, and I was so mad. Estaba tan enojado. And I obeyed, obedecí. Pero mi obediencia, but my obedience was like, more like rebellion, era más como rebeldía. None of you guys have ever done that, right? Nunca han hecho eso, right? So I go out there, fui afuera, y en el frío, and the cold, right, in the valley. En el valle, with a machete, con un machete, and I was out there, and I was so mad, estaba tan enojado, cortando todas las ramas, cutting all of the branches, and all of a sudden, in one of those, de repente, en una de esas, unos manazos, chum, one of those swings, I got a thorn, un
espina,
yes, thank you, una espina se me atoró en el dedo, entre la carne y la uña. I know. A thorn just lodged itself, somehow found the perfect space between my skin and my nail. And I remember all my emotions. I went from mad to even more mad. Estaba enojado a más enojado. Y empecé a echarle la culpa a mi papá. En mi mente, in my mind, I was like, this is my dad's fault. If he hadn't made me do this, he no hubiera hecho esto. No estuviera aquí, I wouldn't have been here. And so I tried to take it out, and I couldn't. And then my family came, mi familia vino, y ellos trataron, y ellos tampoco pudieron. They couldn't either. Nobody could do it. Nadie pudo hacerlo. And I was in pain, yo estaba en dolor. And the only thing that we said, well, vamos a tener que ir al hospital, we're going to have to go to the hospital. I said, well, if we go here, si vamos aquí, vamos a estar ahí una hora, we're going to be there 1 hour, or we can go to Mexico. O podemos ir a México. And at the time, we lived 5 minutes from Mexico. Tiempo vinos 5 minutos. Cruzamos la frontera. We went, and there I was in exile. Ahí estaba en exilio. En otro país, in another country, far away from home, in pain, en dolor, wondering. These doctors are going to just chop my finger off. And me van a cortar el dedo, nos van a cobrar bastante dinero. They're going to charge us. And you say, look, here's an American with money. Let's chop his finger off and sell it, right? Or something. No offense to Mexican doctors, okay? No, I don't mean anything. But this is all I was thinking. Eso es todo lo que estaba pensando, todo lo que podía pensar en ese momento. That's all I could think about in that moment. And I was carried off into this place. Yo fui llevado a este lugar que no quería ir, and I did not want to go. I think a lot of times God, muchas veces Dios, nos deja sufrir las consecuencias de nuestras decisiones, will allow us to suffer the consequences of our decisions. It's not so much that God punished me or that God punishes you for your sin. No es que Dios lo castiga usted por su pecado, but I think many times, so many more times, muchas veces más, como dice la autora Anne Lamott, like the other Anne Lamott says, we are punished by our sin. Somos castigados por nuestro pecado, y no necesariamente por Dios, and not necessarily by God for our sin. And this is why God hates sin so much. Y esto es por la razón que Dios odia el pecado tanto porque destruye a su gente, because it destroys his people. God does not wish that upon us. Dios no desea eso de nosotros. Él desea vida. He desires a life, an abundance, abundancia, libertad, and freedom for his people. But many times we take ourselves there into these places. Muchas veces nosotros nos llevamos a estos lugares. And oftentimes, by the way, y también muchas veces, not only do we suffer for our consequences, muchas veces sufrimos por nuestras consecuencias, but I think all of us, the longer we live, entre más vida vivimos, sabemos, we know that it's possible to suffer for the consequences of others. Que es posible también sufrir por las consecuencias de otros. And we're taken into these places, somos llevados a estos lugares. But what will God do? ¿Qué es lo que va a hacer Dios? Cuando estamos en esos lugares, when we are in these places where at one point maybe we heard God's call on our life, en un tiempo quizás escuchamos el llamado de Dios en nuestras vidas, ¿qué es lo que va a hacer Dios con ese llamado? What is it that God will do with that calling if all of us are called? Si todos hemos sido llamados y todos nosotros también hemos hecho decisiones negativas, we've made bad decisions that have led us into these places, que nos han llevado a estos lugares, ¿qué es lo que Dios va a hacer con ese llamado? What is it that God will do with this calling? What we see in this verse, lo que vemos en este versículo, es que Dios habla, Dios proclama una palabra final. That God speaks a final word to his people. In the middle of all of this, en medio de todo esto, en medio de estar en un lugar ajeno, in the middle of being in a far away place, in exile, en exilio, Dios habla una palabra, proclama una palabra final. He speaks a final word to his people. And it's a word of comfort. A word of hope. Y es una palabra de esperanza, de consuelo. Verse 1, versículo 1 de capítulo 43, verse 1 of chapter 43, this is what it says, así dice, but now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. En español dice, pero ahora sí dice el Señor, el que te creó, Jacob, el que te formó, Israel. No temas, que yo te he redimido, te he llamado por tu nombre, tú eres mío. This is where our passage takes us this morning. That even though the people are suffering for their decisions, aún las personas sufriendo por sus decisiones, la destrucción, the destruction is not the final word, no es la palabra final. La palabra final para la gente de Dios, the final word for God's people, is hope, es esperanza. How can this be? ¿Cómo puede ser esto? Maybe some of you guys heard, quizás algunos de ustedes escucharon cuando estaban pequeños, when you were smaller, your parents, sus papás, que les dijeron, that told you, I brought you into this world, and I can take you home. Yo te traje a este mundo, y yo puedo sacarte de este mundo también. But does God say that? ¿Dios dice eso aquí? I think something that more along the lines of what God says, yo creo que algo más cercano a lo que Dios dice aquí es, yo te traje a este mundo, I brought you into this world, and I can take you through this world as well. Yo te puedo cargar por medio de este mundo. That your creator, que su creador también lo puede cargar por medio de este exilio. That your creator can also carry you through this exile. God says, even though you've walked away from this call, I am not walking away from you. See, God, the creator, he can speak the final word. Él puede hablar la palabra final, él puede proclamar la palabra final, because he spoke in the first word. Porque él ha proclamado la palabra principal. You see, the calling is God's. El llamado es de Dios. And if the call comes from God, si el llamado viene de Dios, él es fiel para sostenernos en ese llamado.
If the call comes from God, He is faithful to sustain us in the middle of that call. Even if we are unfaithful, aún nosotros siendo infiel. You see, and I think a lot of times the way God works, la manera que Dios trabaja en el mundo, in the world, is that God, yes, we fall into messes all the time, ¿verdad? Nos metemos en líos en messes, I don't know. En líos, en muchas cosas. But the way God works is that He wants to use you in the middle of that, to take you out of that. Quiere usarte en medio de eso para sacarnos de eso. It's true that God loves us just as we are. Es cierto que Dios nos llama tal y como somos. But He loves us enough to also invite us out of that. También nos ama tanto para invitarnos fuera de eso. De lo que, en lo que estamos. I think back to this exile that I experienced, ese exilio que yo estaba, ¿verdad? I didn't tell the end of the story, sorry. So, oh man, everybody's probably wondering. Or maybe you guys just forgot. Esa historia, ¿verdad? Cuando me llevaron a México. So they did take it out. they took it out. The doctors, los doctores, entraron. It was like 5 minutes, 5 minutos. They just came in and I said, oh, okay, yeah, we need that tool for that one. Necesitamos esa herramienta para eso. So they go and they bring these big pliers. Traen unos, unas pinzas grandes. It was, you know, they put a light on it, and they had to kind of just wedge it out, right? Tenían que sacar la espina. They finally took it out, lo sacaron. But I think about this time, este tiempo en que estaba en otro lugar, when I was in another place, and I think of it, ahora lo pienso de esta manera, now I think of it this way, that the same person that I was rebelling against, la misma persona en cual yo estaba rebelando, estaba desobediendo, mi papá, my father, that same person that I was mad at, that I was angry at, is the same person, is la misma persona que me llevó, who took me to get help, para recibir ayuda. He is the same person that was with me over there while I was suffering. Era la misma persona que él estaba conmigo mientras que estaba sufriendo. Él era la persona a cual yo tenía el odio. He was the person that I was hating in that moment. And yet that same person, y esa misma persona, era la misma persona que me había llevado para encontrar sanidad so that I could find healing. And yes, he brought me back. Sí, me trajo de nuevo. He didn't leave me in Mexico, okay? In case some of you guys are wondering. No, he brought me back. Él me regresó. And I think that this is what the scripture this morning, esta escritura en esta mañana nos está enseñando, is showing us. And if this seems maybe a little bit unfair, quizás si se nos suena justo, probably, I don't want to say it probably isn't. No quiero decir que quizás no es justo. But I think God's justice, la justicia de Dios, is muy diferente a la justicia de nosotros. It's very different than the way we see justice. You note the mercy of God here. Anoten la misericordia de Dios aquí. You see, He doesn't call you. No lo llama usted porque usted ha sido valiente, because you've been brave. He calls you so that you can be brave. Él lo llama usted para que usted pueda ser valiente. It's interesting too, es interesante también que las personas no enseñan ni una señal de arrepentimiento. They show no sign of repentance at all in this passage, en este pasaje, or in the previous ones, o en los pasajes anteriores. They show no sign of being sorry. No enseñan ninguna señal de decir, ay, pues perdón. And yet, He does it because He loves them. He rescues them because He's called them. Los rescata porque los ha llamado y los ha llamado porque son su gente amada, because they are His beloved. See, He will call you in your mess. Many times, and muchas veces el Señor Lo llamará en medio de sus líos. No aparte, not apart from it. And he will use that to bring you to him. Y él usará eso para traerlo a usted.
What does this mean? ¿Qué quiere decir esto? You don't have to get your act together to come to God. No necesita arreglarse y arreglar sus asuntos para venir a Dios. It's precisely because we don't have our act together. Es precisamente porque no estamos bien. ¿Qué necesitamos a Dios? That we need God. That we need his call on our life. Que necesitamos el llamado de él en nuestra vida. And his last word to his people, and la última palabra para su gente, es una de esperanza, es one of hope. How do we know? ¿Cómo sabemos esto? How do we know that this is true? If we keep going and the final sections of Scripture, las secciones finales de la Escritura, we find the Gospel of John, vemos el Evangelio de Juan, and we see that this is true. Vemos que esto es cierto porque la palabra final de Dios, because God's final word has come to us in Jesus Christ. La palabra final de Dios ha venido a nosotros en Jesucristo. John, el libro de Juan, el Evangelio, the Gospel of John, says that the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Que el verbo se hizo carne y vivió entre nosotros. The word, la palabra de Dios, the word of God. That if you're here this morning and you're confused about what God thinks about you, si usted está confundido de lo que piensa Dios de usted en este momento, in this moment, you look to his word. Mire a su palabra. Yes, the word, sí la palabra, pero también Jesucristo, but also Jesus Christ. His word, su palabra. How do you guys know somebody? ¿Cómo ustedes conocen a alguien? ¿Cómo ustedes saben el carácter de una persona? How do you know the character of a person? How do you know somebody's personality? How do you know their heart? ¿Cómo conocen el corazón, la mente, their mind? How do you know a person? ¿Cómo conocen alguien? If you're in class, you stay in class, you know, and you're there with 20 other people, está ahí con 20 otras personas, you don't know all of them. No los conoce a todos, right? Oh, yeah, I know him. Oh, sí, lo conozco. Oh, yeah, I know him. I don't... No, right? How do you get to know somebody? ¿Cómo empieza a conocer a alguien? And this is not dating advice, by the way. No es consejo para matrimonio ni para... Well, anyway, it's not important. I don't have to translate what's not important. Okay, so how do you get to know them? ¿Cómo los conocen? You know them by their words. Por sus palabras. Por las palabras que ellos hablan, proclaman. You get to know somebody by the words that they proclaim, by the words that they speak. And this is what Scripture is telling us about God. Es lo que nos dice la Escritura de Dios. That he sent his word to us, que mandó su palabras, el verbo, final word, in Jesus Christ, en Jesucristo, para que nosotros podamos conocer el corazón y la mente de Dios, so that we might know the heart and the mind of God in Jesus Christ, en Jesucristo. This is God's final word. In Jesus Christ, God has told us his will. En Jesucristo, Dios nos ha dicho su voluntad. He says that the final word is not destruction. El verbo, la palabra final, no es destrucción. In fact, de hecho, Jesucristo, Jesus Christ himself, on the cross, en la cruz, said, I would rather be destroyed so that you would find life. Yo prefiero ser destruido para que usted pueda encontrar vida. See, this is God's final word to you. It's life, it's hope, it's vida y es esperanza. Will you accept his final word to you today? ¿Aceptará la palabra de Dios a usted en esta mañana? On this morning. You see, this is a gift. This is un regalo, y como cualquier otro regalo, like every other gift, it
It has to be received. Tiene que ser recibido por nosotros, by us, in humility, en humildad, sabiendo que no lo merecemos, knowing that we do not deserve this, knowing that we have taken ourselves into places that are far away from God, sabiendo que nosotros nos hemos llevado a lugares lejanos de Él. And yet in the middle of that, en medio de todo eso, Dios en su misericordia, God in His mercy, is bringing us back to Him. Nos está trayendo a Él. And because He has called you, He is faithful to carry you home. Él nos ha llamado y Él será fiel para llevarnos a Él una vez más. This does not mean that your calling, esto no quiere decir que su llamado va a ser... va a estar seguro, will be safe, o quizás va a ser libre de daño de cosas malas. It does not mean that your calling will be safe. It does not mean that God will never take you anywhere that is unpleasant. I mean, all you have to do is read verse 2. Todo lo que tiene que hacer es leer el versículo 2. Y veremos, and we will see that God's calling is not necessarily safe. El llamado de Dios no es necesariamente seguro. Verse 2, versículo 2 dice, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fires, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Dice, cuando camines por el fuego, no te quemarás, ni te abrazarán las llamas. Like we learned last week, vimos la semana pasada, que fe en Dios nos llevará a los valles oscuros, that faith in God will take us into dark valleys. But it's trusting God, es la confianza en Dios que nos llevará por medio de esos valles, that will take us through these valleys. So God has loved us with an everlasting love. El Señor nos ha amado con un amor eterno. And He calls us to respond, nos llama a responder en esta mañana. Let's pray together. Vamos. Loving God, Señor amoroso, gracias te damos, Lord, we give you thanks for the call on our life, por el llamado en nuestra vida. Tú nos has llamado, Señor, you have called us, and we thank you, y te damos gracias, Señor, por eso. Lord, I pray for each person here, Señor, oro por cada persona aquí. Que podamos reconocer nuestro llamado en medio y por medio de tu amor. That we would recognize our call in the middle and through your love for us. We give you thanks. Te damos gracias, Señor. We also pray for the tithes and offerings. También oramos por estos diezmos y ofrendas que van a ser recogidos, that will be picked up. Lord, we ask that you would bless it. Señor, bendícelos. Lord, continue to speak to us as we respond to you during this moment. Sigue hablándonos mientras respondemos a ti en este momento. In Jesus' name, en nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amen.